inspirational. Neil Russell is coming to the end of a grueling challenge that he set himself. 3 years ago, Neil was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and this is a man who's always been fit and active, so he's determined not to let Parkinson's define what he can do. So he decided to set himself the goal of running from John O'Groats to Land's End. That's 895 miles. Neil should be there now. How many of those miles are behind you at this point, Neil?
Well, actually, our calculations are slightly wrong. I've done a little bit more than that already.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm at about 920 miles so far. And by the end of the day, I'll be close to just under 1,000.
So are you going to be... Is today the last day then?
I hope so. I hope so. That's the plan. I've got 26 miles to go. And I should be able to do that by about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon, or hopefully a bit earlier.
I want to ask you in a second about, you know, what that experience has been like with Parkinson's. But can we just get a bit of background on you? Because you were previously a really keen cyclist. And then when you were diagnosed a few years ago, you had to put that behind you. Can you just tell us a bit about how you found out that you are now living with Parkinson's, and what that has meant for your physical activity?
Gosh, how long have you got? It's a long story. I used to do a lot of triathlons. That was my passion. And at the same time, about 4 years ago, I started to notice things like my handwriting was going a little bit funny, and balance was a little bit odd, but I didn't know what it was. And then at the same time, I was sort of doing my triathlons, still happily going about my business. And I was sitting watching Only Fools and Horses one evening, and my hand did a massive jolt and started to shake. I had no idea what it was. I thought it was a trapped nerve. And I thought, oh, by the next day it'll go. But of course it didn't. And of course I kept going back to the doctors, and he kept saying, oh, sorry, I'm a bit nervous, so if I'm gibbering.
Not at all, not at all.
He said that it was probably too much coffee or nerves or something, you know, anxiety or something like that. And at the same time, I was still carrying with my triathlons, and I was entered, I think I entered for the Staffordshire Ironman, and I had an accident, which at the same time, sorry, I can't do this.
That's all right, Neil. That's all right. I'll tell you what, we're gonna bring in Luke Tversky, who is a mindset coach, endurance adventurer himself. And Luke has been working with you on this challenge. Luke, can you tell us a little bit about Neil and what you've done to help him prepare for this challenge?
Yeah, well, first of all, Neil, I hope you are doing well, mate. And I think this is a bit of a surprise, and it's great to have a quick chat with you prior to the final day.
Yeah, all of a sudden I feel a bit calmer. So your name has a lot of impact.
So Neil got in touch with me. He just wrote me an email and just needed a bit of advice. And really what the work Neil and I did was, he came to me wanting to do this challenge, but he didn't really think he could do it. And although he was motivated and determined to cover the length of the UK by running a marathon every day, mentally he was unsure from just a psychological perspective. And also, I think he just needed someone who has had experience in the ultra endurance world to sort of tell him, yeah, you'll be okay. But the biggest thing that we did working together was I just helped him get out of his own way, because the biggest thing that inhibits us from achieving a lot in life, not just the physical side of things, but also in everyday life, is the talk that goes on in between our ears. And we just worked on having several phone calls over the 12 months that we were chatting to really sort of help him get out of his own head, to just sort of make this challenge really simple and make it about putting one foot in front of the other and not letting the conversations in his head inhibit him from achieving this goal.
Can I just ask you, Neil, a lot of people, if they receive a Parkinson's diagnosis, would think, okay, that type of physical activity is behind me. Why do you think you didn't think of it like that?
Well, I remember when the neurologist first said those immortal words, you have Parkinson's, my very first response was, can I still run? Can I still do physical activity? And he said, absolutely, yes. And ever since then, I've just carried on as per normal. I do have to be a bit careful about running on my own in case I have a tendency to trip over sometimes, which can be a bit annoying, a bit annoying. And you get a bit of a sort of brain fog when I'm sort of not entirely sure where I am. But
despite that, you're doing it, and you're on this last leg today. We wish you all the best with it. It's phenomenal. I know that you're raising money for charity on this run. Thank you so much. That's Neil Russell and Luke Taberski.
The Voice of the UK. This is BBC Radio 5 Live.